You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Friday night, so that means only one thing. It's got to be Dundalk, and we've got a spectacular card for you this evening. Eight races beginning at 5:25 all the way through to 9:05. The highlight comes in the shape of the Carlingford Stakes, a listed race over a mile and a quarter. That is race six. But either side of that, we've got some very competitive maidens and handicaps alike for you to get stuck into. So let's get stuck into the action straight away. And we begin with a median auction race over 7 furlongs. Now this race is for the two-year-olds in a race that really looks to be dominated by Mickey Halford and Jer Lyons once again. Rome to Rome represents Jer Lyons. And although this horse hasn't gone off the mark in four starts to date, it's certainly done absolutely nothing wrong in those quartet of performances, particularly the last time we saw it back in July at the Galway Festival, and it's staying on very strongly from the back of the field against some very promising types in a competitive nursery beyond the likes of Sir Edward Landseer and more prominently Sir Dreamalot, who's done really well for the Andrew Slattery stable subsequently. This horse has also had the experience of running here at Dundalk back in April when third behind Johnny Murta's Ready to Rock. So a worthy favourite if ever I saw one. But I do quite like Allography. I think we'll see a much better performance tonight from Mickey Halford's Charge. A, now that the yard is in good form, and B, he goes on a decent surface for the first time. He rather got stuck down in the mud the last day at Nace. Having said that, he did run quite well considering he was drawn in stall 16 from the get-go, and he just didn't quite see out the trip. I think a drop back in distance to 7 furlongs will suit this colt by Ifrad this evening. Nicely drawn from a stable in good form. Allography around about 11-4 this morning is probably the value pick in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and again this is another median auction contest over 7 furlongs for the two-year-olds. Wouldn't surprise me if Decisive Intent was to run a good deal better than she did the last day down in Tipperary, when she absolutely hated the ground when heavily back from odds against her, odds on. I think you can cast aside that performance, and she's been given a little bit of a break, because if you go back to that run previously at Garran, that puts her into a great chance here when she split the very useful pair Butterflies and Winter in an extremely fast time. That would definitely give her a major chance here. Certainly wouldn't put you off her. But I'm going to concentrate on the two that ran here the last day. Meet You at the Moon and Chimera. They were both third and fifth respectively in a race that was won by Mickey Halford's Huenai. Quite a good time figure race. I like the way that Meet Me at the Moon stayed on very strongly late on, after getting badly hampered in the early stages when a horse drifted off the inside rail and virtually pushed half the field out. She lost many lengths, so I thought she did really well in the circumstances to finish a never nearer third. So Meet Me at the Moon, a very decent chance here, along with Chimera, who also running that race, as I said. But she was having her debut run for the Johnny Murta stable, so again, you can upgrade that performance. And she certainly did enough to suggest that she could be competitive in future events here at Dundalk. So those are the three that I'd concentrate on. But Meet Me at the Moon and Chimera in particular, off the run here on the 23rd of September, make the most appeal.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, and we get the first of the handicaps to get our teeth into, and this is when it becomes a little more tricky for punters. I think you can give about 5 or 6 with a bit of a squeak here. You'd have to respect back Agnes from the Lee Smith stable, who in the first time blinkers put in a tremendous performance here last week, and if in the same form, has obviously got to be on the shortlist. My old friend Arborfield also lines up here, having won for us and landing the nap last time out on the 23rd of September in pretty decisive fashion. So there's another one to consider. You chuck into the mix the hitherto frustrating Dark Alliance, who could easily win this race if he consents to put his best foot forward, and Indian Landing from the Tracy Collins stables as well, drawn tonight. And as I said, you have a very complex affair. But I'm going to play with a straight bat here and go with Fairy Foxglove, trained by Pat Murphy. And, of course, has got a decent draw and a decent pilot on board in the shape of Anna O'Brien. Now, she teamed up with this horse back here in August when the pair ran out a decisive winner over the very consistent and durable and reliable War Room. The time figure of the race was particularly smart for the grade. And from a good draw tonight, having run well last time out over at Laytown, I do think Fairy Foxglove, who likes to race prominently, which definitely will benefit the tactics that usually benefit this track. An 11-1 top price for William Hill this morning. I don't think we can go far wrong there by having a few good each way on the mare Fairy Foxglove.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, the 7.05. And again, another incredibly competitive affair. It's almost a bit of a who's who of top-class milers here at Dundalk. All the big guns have been rolled out here. Hurricane Cass, Ired, Tonkinese, He's Our Music, Bish and Betty, all the Hatal Nassas in the lineup here. Northern Surprise as well, he's got some good speed figures. So a race which is very much bookmaker friendly. But I was quite keen on the time figure that was produced the other day by Spruce Meadow. And the third and the fourth both come out of that race tonight. So I'm hoping that they'll represent that form line with flying colours. Particularly as Hurricane Cass now, my main selection, is dropping back down in trip. Although he does stay a mile and a quarter, I definitely think he's better judged on his performances over a mile. In particular, that run 5 starts ago when he quickened up on demand to win with a bit to spare. He's got a no-slow draw as well tonight. So the strong travelling Hurricane Cass would be the number one choice. But that doesn't mean we can forget Tonkinese, who obviously represents the in-form Mickey Halford stable. This horse is also noted staying on nicely in that Dundalk race, won by Spruce Meadow. And I do think that his best form is going to turn out to be a mile as well. So my two against the field there are the two that come out of that very strongly run race, won by Spruce Meadow, in the shape of Hurricane Cass and Tonkinese.
Race 5.
Right, on to race number 5 then. Again, another very trappy race for punters. They're going to bet sort of 4-1 on the field here. And one of the main market leaders surely has to be Rayar from the in-form Adrian Keatley stable. And this horse is a wildly impressive winner on Polytrack debut here at Dundalk last week. In fact, the horse won with that much in hand. And you do think it's capable of defying a £6 penalty, particularly as this very good £10 apprentice is riding. It's almost given away £10 with this Danny Sheehy. He really does look the real dealer. I love the way he sat on this horse last week. And he barely had to twitch on this filly who, as I said, won with quite a bit to spare. I do think she's going to run another huge race, particularly if they make plenty of use of her like they did last week. But I've also got a bit of a soft spot for Zorba the Greek. I do think this horse is certainly capable of winning here at Dundalk, even though his career record speaks very much in the opposite. He's 0-11 here at Dundalk, but he's the kind of horse with a strongly run race over a mile and a half, which is sure to be tonight, to get into the back end of the contest almost under the radar. He's got a nice draw around the inside as well, with Declan McDonough being able to scrape the paintwork. And at 12-1 this morning, he's also worth a look. I can't finish this race off by also mentioning Carried as well. I think he'll be better for the run here the last day behind Park Row. And he's got a very good speed figure attached to his name back in April behind Poitin. So just two to consider there beyond the favourites in the shape of Zorba the Greek and Carried.
Race number 6.
On to the big race of the night then, which is the Carlingford Stakes. This is a mile and a quarter contest, a listed affair. And hopefully all 8 runners go to post here, because I've got quite a strong each-way fancy in the shape of Spruce Meadows, as I mentioned early on in the piece. Certainly hopeful that Hurricane Cass and Tonkinese can do this form line justice, because already after 3 or 4 weeks, this horse's performance here on the 30th of September stands out alone as the best individual time figure that I've got so far throughout the Dundalk series. Staying on really readily in the latter stages, this horse defied my beliefs that he was capable of staying at a mile and a quarter. I always had this horse down as a 7-furlong stroke miler, but stamina didn't seem to be any problem on that occasion. And like I say, if he can run as fast as that, against that quality of opponent in a handicap, then surely he's got to go well here tonight. Indeed, comparing his time that night with Long Island Sound, who won the Group 3 contest at half an hour earlier, then I do think John Fiennes Charles has been underestimated in the market. Hawk ran really well in that race, and I do think he's the main danger, but I'll be pretty disappointed if Spruce Meadows doesn't beat Tennessee Wildcat and indeed Elusive Heights, comparing their respective circuit times and sectionals and overall times that they've been running over a mile and a quarter. And I do think both of those two horses are vulnerable at the trip. So I do think this race is a straight fight between Hawk and Spruce Meadows, but because Spruce Meadows is valuable back at 6-1, it makes perfectly good sense to back him each way.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then. The two that stand out here are Conic Hall and Society Ranger. Conic Hall was a heavily back favourite here the last day, but he got absolutely no run whatsoever down the home straight, and I marked him up as a very unlucky loser. I do think he's the kind of horse that will make hay when he gets a strongly run race, and hopefully tonight they won't dawdle like they did the last day. He's got a good draw, and with Conor McGovern doing the services in the plate, this very well handicapped horse compared to his jump rating surely must go well tonight with normal looking running. And as I said, the other one to consider is Society Ranger from the Adrian McGuinness stable. This horse is ridden by that crack apprentice Danny Sheehy, so that's obviously a very good starting point. And this duo teamed up here last week to finish third behind Vale of Stars in quite a good time figure race for the grade. I did notice this horse is doing all his best work at the finish, and being as he's got a good run under his belt at Navan back in August over tonight's distance, I do think the combination of a step-up in trip and a return back here to Dundalk from a good low draw can see Society Ranger outrun his odds.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and probably the least appealing race on the card. I'll just have a little bit of a show at the stumps at the old timer Shukov. Now, his form figures recently don't look all that pretty, but I thought he ran quite well last time out in that race that was won by Red Dot Dancy. And I thought Shukov kept on quite well from the back of the pack to be never nearer at the finish. Just looking down my speed figures, he's got four of the five fastest times here when conditions are in his favour. He's got a good draw tonight, and most importantly, he's got the cheek pieces on for the very first time for a while. Now, the last time he had cheek pieces on, he managed to win a claimer. So, like I say, he's not exactly frightened of winning here at Dundalk. So, bit of a shot in the dark, but hopefully Shukov can run somewhere near his best and give us a decent run for our money around about 16-1 this morning.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.